You know, I love this class. It's so much insight, you know. To me, it's priceless. You know that song Muffin sang? I used to hear that song a long time ago. I said, they made the music first.
Who sang it, Ray?
The Getty, a couple, sang. That's where she got it from. But it's an old
song.
Keith and Kristen Getty is the one.
Yeah, it used to be just music. Yeah. I said, somebody need to put words to that.
And Steve Watson's going
to
sign it, too.
Back in Ruth chapter 2, I'm going to start at verse 14. I saw something as I studied chapter 2. And it reminded me of how the Holy Spirit works. In chapter 2, verse 14, "And Boaz said unto her at mealtime, Come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and she reached her parched." Now, Brother Horton said it wasn't corn, it was barley. And she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean even at the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose or on purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them and rebuke her not." This may have been why she said the young men, why she was gleaning, you know, with the young men. But verse 17, "So she gleaned the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley." Now, I don't know how big an ephah was, but it looked like it was a lot.
Right here, I got a reference. One ephah equals 1 bushel, 3 pints.
3 pints.
Wow. 1 bushel plus 3 pints, I would think.
Wow. That's, you can make a lot of bread with that.
A bushel's bigger than a pint, so uh-huh. It's the equivalent of 1 bushel, 3 pints.
Hmm. Well, that's a lot then for one day. In verse 18, "And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw that she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today? She was surprised. And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz." Now, this surprised Naomi. She could tell that she brought a lot to go out and glean. That was a lot to come back with. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, because you're gleaning now. You're not going out there, you know, You're just gleaning what's left. You know, they left some on purpose for these people, you know. Yeah.
And then it's made smaller because she's actually beat it out. It's not just the unfinished thing she's bringing to her. She's bringing the barley as it's barley, not with the husk and stuff on it.
Right.
Beat it.
Yeah.
I guess that's what you do when you beat it.
Right. She did. And to the point that, now this gave Naomi a clue. The Holy Spirit give us the same kind of clues. Mm-hmm. Now, Ruth, she may not have paid attention to it
right,
like Naomi
right.
did. But Naomi is older and mm-hmm. wise. And
infinite.
Yeah. And now she's looking like, then she asked the question, verse 19, her mother-in-law said unto her, "Where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee." Now she knew somebody took knowledge of her to have such a large amount.
Right.
And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, "The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz."
Right.
Now this is when Naomi's, all her joy came back. Verse 20 says, "And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be of the Lord, who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead." Now she's speaking thing things as though they were, you know, at that time. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabite said, he said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean until the end of the barley harvest and of the wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Now, this gave Naomi knew what to do when she realized it was Boaz. She could tell that Boaz liked her.
Right.
And that he would protect her. And he was kind to her. And now she receives the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to advise Ruth. Because sometimes the things that the Holy Spirit is trying to get is the place he's taking us to, it's not obvious to us, but it's obvious to him. And Ruth listened, and she took the advice of Naomi to the T. And she did exactly what her mother-in-law said do. And we know what happened in chapter 3. But to get us to where we need to be, we're required to hear the Holy Spirit out. And that's exactly what she did. Now watch the advice of Naomi in verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou were? Behold, he went with barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man, until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where thou shalt where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. Some things we won't learn until we act on good advice. And that's exactly what Naomi did. And Naomi was a person of wisdom. And it looks like to me she was down in the dumps. She was depressed and frustrated until verse 19 and 20. In verse 20, Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. She realized that the Lord had a kinsman redeemer in place that cared about Ruth. And he looked beyond the fact that she was a Moabitess woman, and he treated her as if she was a daughter of Israel. You know, we as parents, we love our children, and we can tell when people love our children and when they don't. And, you know, there was a couple that was about to get married, and they asked me to counsel them. And in doing so, I said, never underestimate her wisdom. I said, if you're around somebody that's not your friend, she can tell. I said, if they're good for you to be around, she's going to be at peace. If they're not good for you to be around, she's going to warn you about it. And then they both looked at each other and smiled, because he had a friend and the guy was not a good friend for him. And she warned him not to break ties with him. And I said, what I told him was, I said, the Lord put in women something that they have a logic that helps a man that men don't have. And they can see things that we can't see. And then they will always protect you. But you have to listen. Ruth listened to Naomi. And the same, so it is with parents. if your children are with somebody or around people that's not good for them, you can tell. And you know that it's going to be trouble, or you know that that's somebody you can trust. And they're good company for your children. Well, so it was with Naomi. Naomi knew the way it all happened, the way she was protected. She came back happy. She came back with a great load of barley, you know. And she didn't know what field she was, I don't think she knew what field she was gleaning from. But when she said Boaz, all of her joy just came back. Because she, you know, she said, don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. You know, she got out of that phase. And she got to a point of blessing. And then, when she gave Ruth the best wisdom ever, Ruth listened to her. And this section of the story reminds me of how the Holy Spirit counsels, give me counsel to prepare for what He wants me to do. Sometimes He give me personal instructions that I need to do so I can do His work, or He'll tell me things about what He gave me to do so I can cooperate. And sometimes it's a mystery. Time goes by before I fully understand where He's going. But whatever He say do, I do it. Sometimes I understand it, sometimes I don't. But it always happens that they'll come where you'll see this is what the Lord was getting at. And then sometimes He'll plan to tell you why He did it that way. But He does. If we trust Him, it's going to work. And the easiest thing you can do is just trust Him and rely on Him and go forward. And we'll pick it up here next time. I know Mary want to get out. I love this story. And I believe God's going to do great things. As His people follow Him, you're in your position to learn things that will prepare you to do exactly what you want to do. And then when He anoints you, that's the easy part. But we have to be prepared by Him too. Dear Lord, I thank You for Your word and wisdom. Lord, I thank You for every man and woman of God here. I thank You for all the revelation that You have provided. And bless us through all that's in Your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.